This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. Just a short point on Masechta Nedarim, Daf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah said that Yesh Neder B'Toch Neder, but Ve'ein Shvua B'Toch Shvua. What was the case of Yesh Neder B'Toch Neder? Somebody says, Harini Nazir Im Oichel, Harini Nazir Im Oichel. So then basically these two Naziros somehow are both Chal. Let me pull up the Mar Mekoymais. The Mishnah said, you know, Yesh Neder B'Toch Neder, but Ve'ein Shvua B'Toch Shvua. Hareini Nazir Moichel, Hareini Nazir Moichel. I'm a Nazir if I ate, I'm a Nazir if I ate. And he eats. He's chayiv for each and every one. Shvua Shaloi Oichel, Shvua Shaloi Oichel. He's only chayiv once. The way the Ran learns is that he's basically triggering two periods of Naziros. But you're never going to be violating two Lavim for violating one Naziros period. Not like other Rishonim that in fact the two Naziros are Chal at the same time. What it means is he has to observe one Naziros, bring a carbon, and then observe another Naziros. And the Ran is bothered, what does it mean the Neder is Chal in a Neder? Nothing is Chal simultaneously. First one period is Chal and you observe that. And then another period is Chal and you observe that. But nothing is really Chal within the other. Nothing is Chal on top of the other. It's not like there are two Yisurim at the same time. So let's read the Ran. The Ran says, V'chayiv al kol achas v'achas. When it says you're chayiv for each and every one, the Amrinan, that we say loymar, it's to teach, the chayiv linhoig naziros al kol kabbalah v'kabbalah. You have to practice a naziros for each acceptance. Doesn't mean literally they're the two obligatory periods that are simultaneously chal. What it means is you are obligated to be noyheg naziros for each acceptance. B'chi amar harini nazar, harini nazar. When you say, behold, I'm a nazar, behold, I'm a nazar. D'chayiv shtei naziros, you're chayiv two naziros. U'mayna shloishim yoyim, and you count 30 days. U'mevi carbon, and you bring a carbon. B'choizer mana shloishim yoyim, and then you count 30 days. U'mevi carbon, and you bring a carbon. So when it says, harini nazar, that you're chayiv two, you count 30 days, you bring a carbon, and you count another 30 days, and you bring a carbon. The nafgalan b'gemara mi nazir lahazir. The gemara learns this out from nazir lahazir. Why is this called a neder b'toich neder? V'kari lei lahai, gavna, neder b'toich neder. The reason this is called a neder within a neder, l'fisha naziros shnia, hi chala b'toich zman harishayna. Because the second naziros is chal within the time frame of the first. So it's chal. It's just impossible to count it until you count the first one. So Ran's saying something very interesting. It is chal, it's just you can't count it. Why do we have to say it's chal? Because if it was not chal, then how would it be chal later? You're not making the nether later. So it has to be that it's chal right away. Because it's not. If it's not chal right away, how would it be chal later? Since it's not chal now, it would not be chal later. So it has to be that it's chal now. It's just you can't count it. Why? Because if it was not chal at the time you made the nether, how could it be chal later? You're not making a nether then. And if it's not chal now, it wouldn't be chal later. Rather, it's chal now. And that's why it teaches yesh neder b'toch neder. So the Ran is learning that the second period of Naziris is chal now. It's just you can't count it. So I just want to share with you one potential way to understand this. And this is the approach of Rav Shimon Shkap. By the way, if anybody wants, the next upcoming trip is to Vilna and Radin. This is going to be in May, before Lag BaOmer. And while we're there, we're going to be at the Kever in Grodno, at the Kever of Shimon Shkap. He says, he quotes the Ran. that Hainu the Chayla le'inyan zeh etzchal, regarding this, this comes from the Sefer Ataras. Let me see. Ataras. Let me find it. Ataras Shmuel. And he's going to quote Reb Shimon Shkap. He says, "Kazaran dehada tan chayva kalachas achas." Hainu the chaylal inyan zetzchal. Regarding this, the chayv limnoi shtei nazirus. You have to observe and count two nazirus. Aval bezman nazirus rishon at the time of the first nazirus im avar v'shasa yayin. If you violate and you drank wine, inoi loike el achas. You'll only get malchus once, right? According to the Ran, other rishonim disagree. Other rishonim say no. It's like chal twice. And if you drink wine, you're over on Tulavin. But according to the Ran, if you drank wine, you only get Malkus once. Kalaimer Mishum Nazirus Vishaina. V'chulei ha'shita sa'taisus ha'rash. This is all the sheet of Taisus and the Rash. V'ayin le'kaman. Look later on. Shaharan hevi v'shem mikzas mefarshim. V'ushita saramban. Look later on. The Ran brings in the name of some mefarshim, and that's Ramban. That when it says chayev ha'kalachas v'achas, it's kipshutai. That if you ate twice, you're chayev twice, and that's a sheet of the Ritva. But now we're going to focus on the Ran. The Ran holds, no, you're not over twice, but it's chal now. Just you don't observe it until later. V'tzarch bir, mahu inyan zed dechayla mahasha. What is this? What does it mean that it's chal now? So Atara Shmuel quotes Reb Shimon Shkap. He says, Reb Shimon Shkap, and we may have mentioned this in the past, has a unique view on Nazirus. According to Reb Shimon Shkap, Nazirus is not an Isser Gavra, that the person is not allowed to drink wine. And it's not like a neder, an Isser Chefza, where the wine is Usser to the person. So then what in the world is it? If it's not an Isser Gavra, that the person can't drink wine, it's not an Isser Chefza, that the wine is Usser to the person, what is it? Ayin b'chidushe hagon Reb Shimon Shkap, Shabir hadavar al pi darkai. Bebior ikur din Nazirus. The inyan Nazirus enoi loy Isser Gavra. Nazirus is not an Isser on the person. V'loy Isser Cheftza. It's not an Isser on the item. Elohu din Kabbalah al Atzmai. It's a Kabbalah on oneself. Namely, it's not that I'm prohibited to have the wine, and it's not that the wine is prohibited to me. It's that I accept it upon myself to accord myself with the sanctity of Nazirus. A person accepted upon himself to accord himself with the sanctity of Nazirus. A person accepts this upon himself. The Torah asers you to have wine. So it's not that there's an Isser Chefza, it's not an Isser Gavra, it's a acceptance of a status, and once you accept that status, the Torah asers you in wine. You could say when you accept upon yourself two naziras, so then it is chal. What's chal is your kabbalah is chal. It's just practically you can't fulfill it yet. See, if it's an isser gavra, one isser can't be chal in another. If it's an isser chefza, likewise, one isser can't be chal in another. But if it's a I accepted upon myself a responsibility, then they're both chal. Chal alav chi of limnoi shtei nazirus. The responsibility is chal ami. Chmoy shechayv achshav l'kaim nazirusai. The same way right now I'm obligated to fulfill my nazirus because of the first nether. Right now I'm obligated to fulfill my nazirus because of the second nether. Chmoy kenu chayv achshav l'kaim nedra sheni. So right now it's chal. My Kabbalah is chal, and I am right now obligated to be Mekayim the second Eder. The only thing is, there's no way for me to fulfill it. Ela Shebapayel, Yef Shelekayimam, Bezman Echad. Practically, there's no way to fulfill it at one time. Al Kein Sach Lekayimam Mishnezman, I have to keep it two seconds at two separate times. So, Rav Shimon Shkap learns that the logic of the Ran, of what is chal now, it's not an Isser Gavra, it's not an Isser Chevtza, it's the Kabbalah, my Kabbalah, to accept, to be noyeg, kedushas nazirus, is chal now. Practically, there's no way to observe it until I first observe the first one. That's how Reb Shimon Shkap understands this run. Okay, that's what I got for you today.
So what's the chilek between being mekabel shtei nezirus bevas achas?
Shtei nezirus bevas achas, then both are simultaneously effective. In other words, then I am able to be mekayim both of them at the same time. In other words, they're both... The reason why I can't observe the second one is because how could I count another nezirus when one has already been chal? But if I accept both simultaneously, then not only is the Kabbalah chal, but the counting and the observance of it, it could also be fulfilled simultaneously. Okay, everyone. Have a good day. Yimatzliach. Kol tov. Kol tov. Good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.